I'm Dot Morris with Mission Network News. Protests in Iraq haven't stopped since the new prime minister took office earlier this month. Protesters say he's just more of the same and unlikely to bring significant positive change to the country. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs USA says another group is also wary of this new appointment, Iraqi Christians. He spoke with an Iraqi pastor about the situation for believers there.
At the end of our conversation, I said, I'm going back to the United States. How can we pray for Christians in Iraq? And his first prayer request, without a pause, he said, pray that God will call them specifically to stay here because we need Christians in this country. We need a lighthouse. We need people who are sharing the gospel.
Please pray for a courageous gospel witness in Iraq. And it was a big week in Bible translation. Wycliffe Associates dedicated the New Testament in a new language, Symbolic Universal Notation, or SUN. It's a concept-based language Wycliffe Associates developed for those who are deaf and deaf and blind. WA President Bruce Smith says it could potentially bring God's Word to some 56 million individuals who can't communicate in their national sign language.
It's a way to convert the gestures of sign language into symbols on a page. Or in the case of deafblind, we print them using 3D printers so that they can be touched and felt in terms of the symbols and then understood.
Deaf and deafblind people can understand the symbols and begin to grasp John 3:16 within a week of introduction. Please pray God continues to open doors for the Sun Translation in deaf and deafblind communities. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.